Today I'm going to talk to you about how to provide constructive feedback to get improved performance out of your team members in your plumbing business. I mean, constructive feedback is one thing that's easy to avoid, or sometimes we do it in the wrong way. And next thing you know, we either have people that are slacking off and their standard in our company is really low, or we're just running everybody off because we are having the conversations in the wrong way. So in this video, I'm going to teach you more about how to do it properly, and I'm going to teach you the frisk method. No, I'm not going to teach you how to frisk your team members, but I'm going to teach you how to properly outline the conversation that you have with your team members when it comes to giving quality, constructive feedback. Here at Built for the Trades, we are all about developing leaders and helping you grow a self-operating business. And all the knowledge that I share with you is from my last 25 years of experience in the trades. You see, I'm a second generation master plumber. I've done last 20 years, ran my own home service business. And a lot of the tips and tricks that I give you are things that I've done right or done wrong, and I've learned along the way. And my hope is that this information is going to help better you and your business for the future. So let's just kind of dive in here. The first thing, when you have a team member that you need to have a constructive feedback conversation with, it may be the example of, I have an apprentice who's always on their phone on the job site. I hear this all the time. They're always on the phone on the job site. It's the younger generation. They don't ever want a word. They're always on Facebook, so on and so forth. I have one or two options. Sometimes I look at that and I say, you know, it's just the younger generation. I don't, you know, it's a pretty good apprentice. I don't really want to go through the trouble of hiring another one. So I'm just going to kind of let it slack off. All right, so if you take that route, the chances of losing that apprentice are probably pretty slim. He or she is probably enjoying that, right? Because they can do what they want. But the chances of losing the quality plumber or licensed technician that's with that apprentice is really good, because they don't want to cover all the slack for that apprentice. So with that being said, I think that you have a little more incentive to have that tough conversation with that team member. And here's how I want you to do it. I want you to initiate it early and often. I want you to set up a meeting with them. Don't just show up and say, hey, you got a minute. Set up a meeting for them to come in your office and sit down and do it in private. Another big mistake people make is calling out that person in public. You do that in a room full of people, their only response to that, or reaction really, is going to be defensiveness. Next thing you know, you're in a yelling match and somebody ends up quitting the company, and you look like an idiot. So don't do that. The only reason I say that and I smile, because I've done that before. I've learned my lesson on that. So if you've done that, you're not alone. So initiate it early and often. Make sure it's in private. And then understand that when you sit down and you go through this frisk method, that what you say and what your team member actually hears is sometimes two different things. So this method is going to help you really gain that feedback back and make sure that what you're saying and what they're hearing is on the same page. So frisk, the F stands for facts. When I sit down with a team member and I'm having this tough conversation, I want to remove all the emotion from it and I want to state the facts. You know, here is a clear example of what you're doing that's unsatisfactory, right? In this example, you know, you are on your phone way too often while on the job site, okay? And our rule, which is the R in frisk, is going to be related to my core values, or it may be related to my position agreement that they've signed. Or if you don't have either one of those two tools, it could be related back to your employee handbook. And so I encourage you, if you don't have any of that, to start with that employee handbook. Make sure that you have that in writing, that is an expectation, that we're not going to be on our phone while on the job site. Because at that point, you go to the I and you talk about the impact. By being on your phone on the job site, the impact that makes on the rest of the team. You're letting down your plumber by being on your phone for a few different reasons. One, you're not giving them a hand. Two, it's a safety situation. You're not able to see or help them out in a safety, something that may pop up. And three, it's just annoying. So you wanna cut that out. The S stands for suggestions. You talk about here is how I want to see you improve. And you come to kind of a middle ground. Maybe it's that, you know, when you're on your lunch break and you're sitting in the truck, you can be on your phone. Other than that, leave your phone in the truck. And that becomes the performance improvement plan, and you put it in writing and you have them sign that. And then you set a date a week later to check back in and see how their performance is doing. If it's doing good at that point, then you check back in 2 weeks later. If it's doing good at that point, you check back in a month later. But if it's not, you got to go back and have that conversation again. I think that's the big thing that people miss, is they think, oh, Dan, I had the good conversation with this person, but I never checked back in with them again. You got to follow up and have that performance improvement plan. And then last but not least is going to be your K. That's the knowledge that they gained from the conversation. What you say and what they hear are sometimes two different things. So what I want to hear at the end of the conversation is, what were the takeaways that they took away from this conversation? Actually tell it to me. That is going to make sure they take ownership of it and make sure they've understood it. And it's going to really empower them to go out and improve their performance. So using this FRISP method has been around a long time. It is very effective. If you want to keep that team member, which if you're having this conversation, you probably do, let them know as well that they are important and that you are having this conversation to help them improve. You want to see them get better and you want to see them achieve their goals along the way. So remember, this is tough. This is one thing that a lot of business owners and managers avoid because they want to make people happy. But the avoidance of these conversations is going to keep your business stuck. Having these conversations is going to elevate the people in your organization, which is going to elevate the entire organization as a whole. It's going to create teamwork and culture and what you're building in your plumbing business. So don't forget to like and subscribe to this channel. And if you obviously like what you hear, share this with somebody else that you know can gain value from learning how to frisk their team members, to learning how to get those a better performance improvement plans to the team members. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.